Hey, you want that to go?
Couple of news takeouts now. We begin in Washington with Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. From the nation's capital, there is shrieking and moaning about the deficit, but the Senate wanted nothing to do with a deficit commission yesterday. Todd, what's up with that?
Yeah, it went down in flames, John. 53 votes they got for it. They, of course, would have needed 60 as it goes in the Senate. You're right. The Senate just doesn't have any interest in ceding any of its power to a commission that would have ordered it to vote on deficit reduction and get serious. And a lot of the Democrats, the liberals in Congress, say this is just an excuse to cut Social Security and we're not going to give anyone that authority. Leaves us right where we started. No clear way to do some serious deficit reduction. What? You know, they want to cut this discretionary spending, but that's a tiny part of the budget. So it's unclear where they're going from here, I think.
What's the track record on commissions weighing in on something that Congress is actually supposed to do?
Not great. There was a commission a few years ago called BRAC. It was the Base Realignment and Closing Commission. You know, after the Cold War, we had all these bases all over the country, military bases, wasting money. They're so politicized, we needed to close them. You can't rely on members of Congress to say, sure, close the military base in my district. You know, who's going to want to do that?
Right.
They assigned a commission to do it. The commission made recommendations. People stuck to it, and they closed a lot of bases and saved a lot of money. It's the only one people think really worked.
And so a blue ribbon commission or a task force on the deficit is probably going nowhere, even though the president might speak about that in his speech tonight. One of the mysteries I want you to resolve, is there any sense of what Obama is going to say about where health care goes next?
Well, he needs to say something, and members of Congress really need him to say something. I want to give you a little bit of illustration here from the halls of Congress yesterday, John. The House and the Senate seem to be not, the right hand and the left hand don't know what the other's doing right now. Listen to Steny Hoyer. He's the House Majority Leader. We're asking him, hey, what's the plan? Are you guys moving forward on health care or not? Listen to Steny Hoyer.
I think by next week we need to come to focus on the way we want to move forward.
You really nailed him down there, Todd.
Well, that's the House. He says by next week we need to come to a plan. Now listen to Senator Dianne Feinstein on her way out of a meeting of the Democratic caucus yesterday.
Look, it's January. This session goes to the end of the year. We have time. There is so much hyperbole out there. I think it's got to die down, simmer down. I think cooler minds and heads have to prevail.
That is so different from the rhetoric a couple of months ago. It's almost like, mellow out. We're going to do some health care.
It's so different. But you hear the House saying by next week we're gonna have a plan of how we're going to pass this bill. The Senate says we have until the end of the year. Everybody relax. The president does need to talk about health care tonight. He needs to give members of Congress his direction about where they're going to go. They're going to buckle down and pass this thing or find a way to pass it, or, as Feinstein says, everybody relax, let cooler heads prevail, and we can pass it, you know, sometime next October. I think they're relying on the president to tie him down and tell him where to go.
All right, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks for that.
And for our next takeout,
there's no way that I can express to you what I'm feeling right now except to say I'm the king of the world.
Okay, so if film director James Cameron was king of the world after Titanic, what is he now? He's ultra supreme, uber commander of the world, because what's just happened is in 5 short weeks, the director's newest feature film, Avatar, has broken the Titanic box office record that he set. A studio exec said yesterday Avatar has pulled in $1.859 billion worldwide. That's more than the GDPs. Get this. It's more than GDPs of entire countries like Belize and Greenland. Here to talk about the business of blockbusting, Tom Geyer. He's the senior editor at Entertainment Weekly. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Cameron's finished. That's it for him.
That guy's going nowhere. Does this make Tom? Does this make James Cameron the best director ever in the history of film?
I don't know about the best director. He's certainly the loudest in proclaiming his own talents these days. But, you know, this is a huge achievement. It's worth bearing in mind, though, that ticket prices have increased rather significantly. And in terms of domestic box office, Avatar is really just number 26 when you adjust the ticket prices for inflation.
Oh, interesting.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know.
He just passed Thunderball. Woohoo!
A James Bond film.
Nice way to take away his thunder there, Tom Geyer of Entertainment Weekly. But, you know, what does this mean about the future of movie making? Is everybody going to be trying to, like, top that record?
Certainly Hollywood is a place where records tend not to stand for very long. And I think what we're going to see is a lot of studios rolling out 3D epics in the Avatar scale. Now, maybe not quite on the scale of Avatar, but certainly 3D is a way to boost your box office revenues. You can charge about $3 or $4 more per ticket, and that has a great deal to do with Avatar's success here.
Right.
Close to 70% of their revenues are coming from 3D screens.
Wow. Well, but Tom Geyer, isn't it fair to say, all those kind of games aside, that Cameron rightly can take the place of, say, Spielberg, who really transformed the movie-going experience with movies like E.T., that he's sort of a Spielberg for this era?
I think that is fair to say. I mean, Cameron certainly has transformed audience expectations of what big screen entertainment is. And getting people into the theaters again when there's so many opportunities to sort of observe these movies at home in home theaters, and but the movie going experience, the movie theater experience, has really gotten a shot in the arm, and thanks to Avatar and James Cameron.
So maybe this is good news of a turnaround in the movie business. You know, it hasn't been that long since they were talking about declining revenues at box offices and saying where is Hollywood going? They can't make any money in the theaters anymore. Is this good news?
I think it is good news. Hollywood studios had a record year last year. Some of that was due to ticket price increases, but a lot of it was also due to the studios actually getting their act together and producing movies that people wanted to see and were willing
to...
Memo to GM, make a good product, people will buy it.
Shocking news, yes.
Tim Geyer is the senior editor at Entertainment Weekly, talking about the newly christened super ultra ultimate...
King of
Emperor,
the universe.
Tyrant of all world.
I don't know.
What title can you possibly give him now? Rich.
Yeah, there you go.